Our scripture reading is from the Gospel according to John chapter 20, verses 26 through 31. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. This is the word of the Lord. 8 days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. The doors were shut, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. We have with us today Dick Stewart, who is the chairman of something. I can't remember. It was too long ago, Dick. I can't remember already. Church ministry for Gideon's International. And along with him is the Bible chairman, Randy Nelson. Come on up, Randy. And Randy's got the first half of the sermon. I've got the second half of the sermon. And all I can say is buckle up.
A Bible? A Bible. I'll tell you what I'm going to do with this Bible. I'm going to rip out page by page, and I'm going to start a fire. I'm going to burn that thing. That, my friends, is what a college student named Rob said to a Gideon in New Jersey who was handing out New Testaments on campus. But you know what? I'm going to tell you what. There was a fire started, all right, because that young man went home and he started reading that Bible every night. He joined a Christian group at college, a Bible class that challenged him. He started going to church and eventually met his wife at church. He now serves as the leader at Northside Methodist Church because of that Bible handed out by a Gideon on campus. What are the Gideons? We're not a cult or religion, but a ministry of God for God. Gideons are a group of Christian, professional, and businessmen with one common purpose. And that purpose is to lead others to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Now, how do we do that? By personal witnessing, placement of the scriptures. We put the Bibles into motels, hotels, military bases, recruiting centers, places of that sort. Does this look familiar to anyone in their travels across the country or whatever? Put there by one Gideon, one hand, and one drawer at a time. Also, some Gideon wives are active in the auxiliary ministry that makes office personnel like doctor's offices, dentist offices, makes Bibles available to them. Let me ask you this. Is the Bible important? Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." God's not talking about college education or that. Now, that's important. That's good. But he's talking about his wisdom, his knowledge from his word. Psalms 119, verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Ephesians 2:8. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." And Romans 10:17. "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Saved by faith. Faith by hearing the word of God. Well then, if the Bible is important, is it important to place the word of God? Psalmist declares in chapter 126, verse 6, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." In Acts chapter 6, verse 7, we're told that when the word of God increased, the number of disciples multiplied. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, God speaking says, "So shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Amen. Folks, this Holy Spirit's at work through this ministry. God has given us the opportunity to personally hand out thousands upon thousands of these small Bibles we refer to as PWTs, personal witness testaments. 1,900 at the Christmas parade here in downtown Irwin. Hundreds at Pitt Campus. Hundreds at Seton Hill College. We've done outreaches in Hemphill Park, Greensburg, Mount Pleasant, City of Manassas, Penn Township. Folks, we witnessed numerous salvations and miracles. Why? Are we so wonderful? No. We're just showing up and allowing the Holy Spirit to work through us. Just sacrificing a little speck of our time and giving it to God and letting Him work through us. Mark 9:49 says, "For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt." Also, for many years, we've went to the rehearsals and graduations at the local schools, graduating classes of Belvern and Pentraford, South Mass, Moreland, Manassas, and Jeanette, all received testaments through this Gideon ministry. Folks, you all know, sooner or later, these young adults starting out in life are going to face trials and tribulation. But through Jesus, through support of churches like yours, these kids have the opportunity to open the cover to the most important book they could ever read in their life. We give them the opportunity through you to receive the love of Jesus and through God's grace, eternal life. Thank you, Lord. We did an outreach at Taconi Fair, and local Gideons pitched in, and we paid the price to set up a table for the week of the fair. We took plenty of these little Bibles, and the Holy Spirit came with us. Folks, out of a large group of people I talked to, most all people heard of Jesus. Some people believe there might be a God. Friends, I want to tell you, there's a whole bunch of people that never heard the good news. There's a whole bunch of people out there that don't know the love of Jesus. There's people out there that don't know they're loved so much that Christ died on the cross for them. You know, then you got that group of people that just flat out deny Him. Don't want nothing of Him. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to even look into it. It's sad. I personally spent 2 days at the Gideon booth at the fairgrounds. The opportunities were so great to witness to people that at the end of each day, my voice was gone. I had no voice. I went home the first night, and my wife said, "Hey, how'd it go?" And I went, "Oh, she says, well, I take that. It's pretty good then." I'll say this, through the power of the Holy Spirit, God used my big mouth on 18 different occasions to lead individuals to Christ. 18 different people asked God for forgiveness and invited Christ into their heart and life. Thank you, Lord. One particular time, a young lady came up to me and said, "Yeah, you know, I believe God's real, but I'm a lesbian and I don't hide it." And she certainly did, and I'm not making fun of her, but I wouldn't arm wrestled with this girl. She was pretty tough, and she dressed tougher than any biker I've ever seen. But the point is, she said, "I've been told I can never be a Christian or go to church." I said, "Well, I don't know who told you that, young lady." I says, "A sin is a sin is a sin in God's eyes. He says in Romans 3:23, we all have sinned and fall short of His glory." I says, "We as people are always judging the magnitude of our sins, sometimes rightfully so. I'm not going to hire someone who just got out of prison for child molestation to babysit my granddaughter. That wouldn't be too smart." But I told her, the fact is, Christ died on the cross for my sins and your sins, even though they may be totally different sins. She responded by saying, "You know, I believe that, but I'm not ready to give up my lifestyle." I said, "The Bible says Christ died on the cross for us while we were yet sinners." Romans 5:8. I said, "Take step one first. Ask for forgiveness of all your sins. Invite Christ into your heart and life." Well, when she heard that, that sealed the deal between her and God. Folks, it's the Spirit of God that changes us. It's not my job. It's not your job to change me or mine to change you. It's the Holy Spirit that changes us. We can't do it on our own. I'm so glad I didn't have to be sinless or perfect before I became a Christian or went to church. Ooh, that'd be pretty rough, wouldn't it? We'd have a lot of empty pews. But at the end of 2 days, we gave out 700 Bibles. By the end of the week, local Gideons gave out 1,700 testaments. Numerous salvations witnessed, and many prayer requests went up to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you know, friends, receiving Christ is step one. Step one. And I know I'm preaching to the choir for most of all of us here, hopefully all of us here. Truth is, there are some people in some churches every week trying to take step two, three, four, five. They've never taken step one. They're trying to change things on their own power or by a prayer someone else sends up to God. They haven't really repented of their sins or told God sorry. Confessing to God they're a sinner. Realizing the magnitude of God's righteousness. There has to be punishment for those sins. Then coming to terms in the realization of the overwhelming love that Christ has for us by taking that punishment for us, by shedding his blood on the cross because he loves us so much. Thank you, Jesus. And we invite Christ into our heart and lives. Now it's the Holy Spirit that changes us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It's our flesh that tries to drag us back and drag us back into this fallen world. But it's the Spirit of God that reminds us. It's the Spirit of God that strengthens us. It's his word and his wisdom that strengthens us in this fallen world. It's him that empowers us to take step two, whether it's obvious as ridding drugs or alcohol or pornography from your life, or maybe not so obvious sin, maybe verbal abuse to your wife or your husband, anger or pride issues. The point is, once you've been delivered from step two, he's going to show you step three, step four, step five, step 1,000,036. I lost track after about a million in my life. What's important is to walk with God. Hold his hand. Let him guide you. Look, God has taken me from a sinful lifestyle. But guess what? We're all still capable of sin. It's this thing called flesh compounded by the fact we're living in a fallen world. We need the full armor of God on. We need praise and worship. We need his word and wisdom. We need fellowship with him and a relationship with him. That's the full armor. God says a righteous man's footsteps are ordered by the Lord. We can only become righteous in God's eyes by faith in him and obedience in him. It all starts with him. This Gideon ministry, it's starting with him, leading others to Jesus. A couple of us did the placement of Bibles in the motels. This isn't a glamorous job. It consists of prayer and labor. Not all motel owners and managers are willing to give you the keys to walk the rooms with you or spend the morning with you. That's why we pray and we rely on God to open doors. Let me tell you, scripture placement by Gideon's takes place in 200 countries around the world and counting. And I know what you're thinking. Boy, you and Mr. Stewart must be busy with all this stuff going on. Actually, there are 199,000 Gideons worldwide distributing God's word in 101 different languages and counting. God has called men around the world to be Gideons in countries I can't even pronounce the name of. This is how I realize God calls his servants when he wants them and where he wants them. Matthew 9:37-38 says, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. If the Holy Spirit's tugging your heart, find out more about this ministry right here in this area. See Pastor Judy. See myself. See Mr. Stewart. It's an awesome ministry. I'm involved in other ministries. This is the most awesome ministry that I could say that the Lord has ever put me in. I just love it. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to tell you a little testimony, and I'll get through this a little better than the first service. I pray. A while back, I met a man in Irwin here. We were doing business. Somehow, God got mentioned. Gideon's got mentioned. This man grabbed me by my shirt collar. I said, listen, listen, listen. So I listened. He said, I was young and dumb, and I'm not calling young people dumb. Some are smarter than me. But he says, I was young and dumb. I had this girlfriend. I thought she was everything to me. He said, I had a motel room where we were going to sin. And he says, she dumped me just like that. Boom. Said she didn't love me no more. Had someone else. He said, I was devastated. I thought my world was ended. He said, I went to that room. I drank, smoked a little weed. He said, I had my dad's pistol. He said, I went to reach for that pistol. He said, dude, he said, my hand fell on the Bible that was sitting there. by the Gideons. He said, I just pulled it up. He said, the Holy Spirit ministered to me. And this guy's holding me by the shirt, look him in the eye with a tear coming down his cheek. He says, I want to tell you, I got 3 kids and I go to church and I'm active in my church because of that Bible sitting on that dresser placed by the Gideons and God's love. And when you see someone looking you in the eye like that with a tear coming down, you know how real and powerful it is. There's generations changed by one Bible, one moment, at one time. Thank you, Lord. How else can we be involved in this ministry? We have the Gideon card ministry. We got beautiful cards. You got a card rack out there. I'll explain it. You have all kind of cards. If someone loses a loved one, we got sympathy cards you can send with the purchase of Bibles. We got in honor cards, tribute cards. We got occasion cards for birthdays, anniversaries. It's on the honor system. They're beautiful cards. Check them out there. You can take a card. You want to send $1 to the Gideons, $2. You want to send $2,000? That's fine. The point is, you take a card. You don't want to send anything? Remember, God's watching you. But that's okay. The point is, we got beautiful cards to use out there. And there's Bibles purchased with that money from the cards that's gone in somebody's hand. Somebody that doesn't know Jesus. A well-known radio minister shared this story about giving. A homeless man came to town. It was very cold that weekend. He was wandering around town lost. He had nowhere to go. A lady at the red light almost stopped and gave him $10 for a meal, but the light changed. A man almost stopped and gave him directions to the shelter, but his cell phone rang and distracted that. A young person almost stopped and gave him a blanket, but thought, oh, that's a pretty darn nice blanket. I don't even know that guy, and drove off. That man perished that weekend because numerous people almost gave. Friends, there's people outside these walls perishing, leaving life as we know it separated from God. Yeah, we ask for your financial support. Cash or checks to Gideon's International is accepted. This, my friends, is between you and God. Let me be frank. When you give money to Gideon's, you're not giving to me. You're not giving to Dick Stewart. You're not giving to a person. You're putting God's word in the hands of the lost for God's kingdom. In closing, remember this. Through the funds you provide, we go to the prisons. We go to the campuses and schools. We go to the lost around the world. The Gideons are the extended hands to your arms. You're the arms of God's body. Together, we're the full body of Christ reaching the lost for his glory and his kingdom. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for your saving grace. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your love and what you've shown us on the cross, Lord. You are an awesome God, and we thank you for being such a loving God, Lord. I would pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch this congregation, Lord. Continue to anoint this pastor. Father God, use everyone here, Lord, to share you, Lord. To a neighbor or whoever you see, whether it's in line at the grocery store, Lord. Lord, it's your spirit that enables us. It's your spirit that protects us, Lord. It's your spirit that guides us, Lord. So we just thank you, Lord. And I pray that you continue to bless this church. Use it in this town and surrounding areas, Lord. And we just thank you and praise you in that name above all names, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, brother.
How many people here are certified in basic first aid, CPR, AEDs, automatic electronic defibrillators? That's pretty important stuff. You were told a specific way to handle a dangerous life-threatening situation, and you have to follow those directions. Otherwise, you could have dire consequences. Doctors, first responders, military, they were given a specific set of instructions on how to react to different situations, how to behave, what to do. And they have to follow those instructions if they want to meet with success. My dad, as many of you know, was police chief of Port View for almost 30 years. And Dad told me that the most volatile situation that a policeman can go into was a domestic dispute. And they were given specific training on how to handle those situations, how to defuse the situation. And he said more policemen have lost their lives in domestic disputes than in any other situation. You have to follow your training if you want to save lives. Anybody here work on a bomb squad? No? Okay. Just imagine how closely they have to follow their directions, their training. It could cost them their lives or those around them. Training, education, given directions. There are many people whose lives are in our hands, believe it or not. Friends, neighbors, co-workers, people that we deal with all the time, sales clerks, representatives, people that we contact, people who don't know Jesus. Their lives are in our hands. The fate of their souls, their eternal lives. Now, it's not us that saves them, but we are the ones who are called by God to lead them to Jesus. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. That's the message we've been given to share with others as ambassadors of Christ. And every one of us, no matter how young or old we are ambassadors of Christ. We represent Jesus. And every one of us were created to do these good works, to go out and save souls. We have got to get this into the hands of the whole world. Because too many people are being deceived. And they're being told that if you're a good person, that if you do a lot of good works and you help people and you feed the hungry and you clothe the naked, you'll go to heaven. They're lying to you. They are lying to you. I see it all the time on Facebook and in these TV shows and movies and stuff. You can't earn your way into heaven. There is only one way to get into heaven, and that's by believing in Jesus Christ, the Son of God who died on the cross for our sins, who was raised from the dead. Only through faith in Jesus do we get to heaven. But as a result of our faith in Jesus, we are filled with the love of God, and then we want to feed the hungry and clothe the naked and help people and do good works. But those good works don't get us into heaven. I don't care what anybody's telling you. That's not true. Because the Word of God makes it clear. The only way we get to heaven, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and there is no other name given under heaven by which we can be saved, just that of Jesus. That's why we need to get this into the hands of other people. That's why we need to spread this word of God all over the world. And the greatest attack on our Christian faith today is people who are trying to doubt the word of God. And that started with Adam and Eve. Did God really say you shouldn't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Is this really the word of God? It is the word of God. And we've been given an opportunity to support a ministry that spreads this gospel of Jesus Christ all over the world. And according to prophecy, this is one of the last things that need to be fulfilled before the coming of our Lord, is that the prophecy is that the gospel of Jesus Christ would be spread to the ends of the earth, and then the end would come. So, if you can help the Gideons in any way whatsoever, and it doesn't have to be today. We have the card rack in the back. You can always drop off an offering at the church. There are all kinds of ways that you can assist the Gideons. They covet your prayers. Pray for them for a successful and bold ministry. that God would raise up more people to assist them. And let's transform the world through this word of God. God loves you, and so do I.